You have made it to the end of our CPL Newsroom presented by Volkswagen 2024 season previews. This is number 8 of 8 as we get to the last but not least of our CPL clubs, Valor FC in Winnipeg. I'm Charlie O'Connor Clark. That's Mitchell Tierney. I have learned how to point the right way now on this screen, which I'm really proud of. Can't say I haven't learned anything over the course of this experience. I hope you've learned something if you're listening. Anyway, we have, again, 10 minutes to put on the clock, 5 questions to talk about Valor FC. I think we should just get right to it because this is a club where there are a lot of questions to ask and hopefully answers that we can find. So the timer is on. Mitchell, let's start at the top. I think we're going to start, before we get to this roster and the turnover, Valor have a bit of a unique schedule this year. I think it's their first 7 games of the year will be away from home as they replace the turf at, not IG Field anymore, Princess Auto Stadium, I believe it's called now, as their first home game comes at the beginning of June. Mitch, how might that affect this team? And is it something that maybe they can use to their advantage this year?
Yeah, I think that there is the potential to use it to their advantage in the sense that if any club wanted this, it's probably the one that made 11 new signings and now gets the opportunity to travel across Canada together and really learn about each other. Coaches have talked about it in the past. You get to kind of control players' schedules a little bit more when you're on the road and what they eat, what time training is, you know, when they go to sleep, all those kind of little things. So I think if there's any club that could potentially benefit from this, it is a club like Valor that just had so much turnover. The potential downside is last season, one of the biggest hurdles for the club was injuries. And obviously when you are on the road for that long, that does become a concern. Obviously you have to manage players and manage their fitness and that kind of thing. And we saw, you know, basically a week into the season last year, Raph Ohin, Matt Chandler done for the year. Jordan Haynes missed significant time. Abu Smake, that became an issue for Valor. So they're going to have to manage that as well. But if they can, you know, find good results through those 7 games, come together as a group, then, you know, it's almost like they're going downhill for the rest of the season in a positive sense, you know, in a more biking analogy versus, like, I don't know, a standings analogy, but it's all like little resistance. They play at home for, you know, basically the back half of the season. And if they're in the playoff hunt towards the end or, you know, even higher, like getting to play all those home games at once could be a massive advantage.
Yeah, 100%. And if they can come through this first stretch of games, not unscathed, but, you know, in pretty good shape, they play Vancouver, Pacific, Forge, Ottawa, York. So that's 2 BC games in a row. And then they do the full Ontario trip. And then they go to Halifax and then Calgary. And then they're at home against Vancouver FC. So it's not too rough a split, you know, getting to do a full trip tour of Ontario at once and then out to Halifax. If they can come through that in decent shape, maybe still middle of the pack, then I think that they are in pretty good shape heading towards the last half of the season. 6 of their last 8 games and 4 of their last 5 are at home, which could be huge for a team that is ambitious about getting into the playoffs for the first time in club history this year. As we move to question number 2, can Valor find more goals in 2023? This team only scored 25 last year. That was the fewest in the league. Less than a goal per game as well. Mm-hmm. Do they have in this squad what they need to score more this year?
To be fair, I think there was more than 25 goals in the team last year. You know, they underperformed their expected goals pretty significantly. So, yeah, I think so. You know, Keon Williams had 9 goal contributions last year. And I think he's only just getting started in this league. You add in the fact that he now gets to combine with Sean Hundle, who's a player who's proven he can score in this league and will probably be hungry after a pretty disappointing, honestly, second half, where he maybe got moved to the mm-hmm. wing when Alejandro Diaz came in at Vancouver and, you know, kind of stopped scoring over the back half of the year. So I think he'll want to, you know, Jordan Faria coming in had a good season last year with Toronto FC and MLS next. Jordan Zweibel scored 15. Last year in Australia, so he could be an option as well. You know, I still think they're probably going to want to add to this group as well up top, but you know, Mark Santos said, or sorry, Phil DeSantos said there's one in the DeSantos jar, said they are being being patient and wanting to wait to see who might become available as the season progresses, which is, you know, kind of how they got Hundl in the first place. So, yeah, all that to say, I think there are more goals in this club this season. And yeah, I think that they will be a little bit more exciting offensively.
Yeah, I think the patient and prudent approach probably does make sense for this team at this point. Again, there's so many new players already coming in that at this point, you kind of want to set something in place, build some kind of a foundation before you figure out where exactly you might need to add to this group. Yeah, because
see what you have.
Again, exactly. You want to see what you have. And it's really tough to tell what they have at the moment for us, at least, who haven't been able to see them in preseason yet. But we will be able to see them on the pitch pretty soon on Sunday when they play in Vancouver. But on to question number three with Valor. At the other end of the pitch, can they find a consistent back line? I know there were some troubles defensively as well for this team last year. You know, maybe not necessarily a lot of consistency in who was playing at the back, but they've lost players like Andy Baccaro, Clyde Chella. You know, obviously Andrew Jean-Baptiste was club captain and he's moved on from the team. Guillaume Pianelli played a lot of minutes for this team, but with the players they have there, and you can name them yourself because they are quite the mouthful at times, but do they have, you think, a improved and maybe a defensive group that they can find some more consistency from?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, one of the big priorities for them, as was the case with a lot of clubs across the league this offseason, was, you know, adding more of that CPL experience to their side. And, you know, they get that in Taz Mordekoudis and Roberto Alarcón, who are two players who do have experience playing in this league and will add to that back line. You know, Harris Chansopoulos is someone who's played in North America before in the USL Championship and can add as well. And Temi Antonoglu, you know, another solid North American experienced player, played with Toronto FC. I think that there is a lot to like, you know, adding to Samake and some of the other guys they have there already, Jordan Haynes as well. So yeah, they do have a lot of experience. They have a little more depth there, I think, than they had last season, which is important. And again, a bit older is something that they really wanted to prioritize this offseason. And I think they've gone out and done that. And ideally for them, that means just maybe a little bit more, you know, consistency of lineup in terms of, you know, they had to change that back line a lot based on injuries last season. But, and, you know, even midway through the year, you know, they had to bring in someone like Clyde Chella just because everyone else was kind of hurt at that point in the year. So, yeah, I think that that's going to be a big key to their success this year, is just finding more consistency at the back.
Yeah, I think what I like about this defensive group is it looks like it's quite well set up to play with pretty attacking fullbacks. Mm-hmm. I mean, with Antonoglu and Roberto Alarcón, maybe on the flanks of those two center backs in Chansopoulos and Mordekoudis, who can maybe take that pressure and they can stay at home and be the cover needed to allow those two to play a little bit more forward, I think is quite an exciting thing for this club to be able to do that maybe they weren't last year. So that's something I'm interested in. And again, they do really, really hope that they can stay healthy this group, because that obviously throws all kinds of plans out the window when you can't, and it would be quite a blessing for Phil Dos Santos if he can have an actually healthy team and be able to play the football that he wants to with the players that he wants to this year. That would probably change a lot. Question number four for Valor: which new signing will have the biggest impact? We've talked a lot about, we've talked all season about the players that left this club, you know, those being Diego Gutierrez, who captained the club a lot last year and was one of the best midfielders in the league, Mateo De Brienne, you know, one of the most entertaining left-sided players in the league. But we want to talk about the positives. We want to talk about the players that are coming into this Valor team. Which of these guys excites you the most, Mitch?
Yeah, Phil Dos Santos said this offseason that, you know, Valor needs some new stars, like some new heroes to step up, and the fans need some new heroes. And I think one of those players is going to be Temi Antonoglu, a player who comes from Toronto FC in MLS. You know, he's an incredibly talented guy. You know, I think a lot of people have seen the clip of him chipping from halfway line for Toronto FC too. Like, he's got a bit of that star quality that, you know, they've had in recent years, and a guy like Sean Rea or Mateo De Brienne, just that difference maker. And I think at the CPL level, this is a guy who could really go on, you know, at 22. We'll want to, you know, get back to a higher level. And I think he has every ability to do that and showcase himself in the CPL. And I'm really excited to see what he can do in a Valor shirt this year.
That's a great shout. I'm going to give a shout out to Jordan Zweibel, who, again, we've talked about it before. Anybody who's able to score consistently at any level of football anywhere has a trait that is really hard to teach. And he did that in Australia last year. 16 goals and 28 appearances for this guy. That's a really good click. If they can get him to play at that level this year, then he will be a star for this team. And he will be something that they haven't really been able to say they've had in quite a long time, which is a consistent goal scorer. So that's something I'm excited for. Finally, wrapping us up here with Valor FC, Mitch, what does success look like for this club in 2024 after finishing at the bottom of the table last year?
Yeah, I think this will be a club that will be ambitious and want to make the playoffs for the first time in club history. That'll be the goal. Oh, some lovely music to take us out here. I feel like I'm getting played off at the Oscars.
You are, but you have a few seconds here to finish this up.
Well, I think the other thing is they just have to be better at it's Princess Auto Field now. Yes. That'll be another one that I'll have to put a few dollars in the jar for over the course of the season. But at Princess Auto this year, I think, you know, just three home wins last season. They have to be better there. They have to kind of reignite the fan base a little bit. And that's one of the quickest ways to do it is to play fun football at home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think this is a club that needs to just give a little bit more back to those fans and be a little bit more entertaining, hopefully compete for those playoff spots. And I think certainly, as we mentioned before, if they can get through that road trip at the start of the year, they have every opportunity to push into the playoffs and play well at home. Again, thank you very, very much for listening to our segment about Valor FC. If you've listened to all eight, thank you very, very much for staying along with us for this ride and hearing about all eight clubs, which will be competing for the, obviously, CPL Shield and then the North Star Cup beginning April 13th. We hope that you follow along and watch with us. We hope that you join us on the newsroom after the first weekend on Monday, where Mitch and I will break down everything that you saw, everything that happened. And again, we hope that we hear from you guys, everybody that's watching all season. Again, send us any of your comments or your questions or anything you'd like to see on the show this year. We are open to all sorts of suggestions. And again, thank you very much for joining us. And we hope that you enjoy the start of the season. And again, if you've managed to last this long on the audio format, I salute you. And we will leave you with a gift, and that being Christian Jack's conversation with Philip Dos Santos, because he was out in Winnipeg recently. He got a chance to sit down with the Valor boss, and we got a chance to hear some of his thoughts.
Christian Jack alongside Philip Dos Santos here in Winnipeg. Season is almost here. Philip, before we look ahead, I do want to look back because I think it's important. Obviously, after back-to-back fifth place finishes in your first two seasons, 2023 did not go great. Finished last in the season. What do you learn yourself through that kind of adversity that you can make it in terms of improvements for 2024?
So much. When it's hard to point one thing, we looked at this season and we see you could find reasons for so many things. We looked at our performance department and, you know, why so many injuries, why so many setbacks with players. I think that was a factor that never allowed the team to get in a rhythm. We started well. We had high hopes. I think the team failed to capitalize in very, very in moments that were key in the season. And you know, there's so much that we could bring up. I think I learned a lot about myself, even with management. For me, it's taking all the little things that bring you those marginal gains, and how can we make sure that we don't deviate from the original idea and that we stand firm on what the idea and the model is for our club.
One of the many things I love about you, Philip, is that you're authentic. You wear your heart on your sleeve. You're an emotional guy. How have you learned to manage the lows and the highs?
I think I got good at that. It comes natural in a way where I try to live life like that. I try to understand that there's a greater purpose, and I believe in that. And And when I say that, there's things that I could control, and it's my attitude and how I come to work every day. And there's others that we don't control the outcome. So I try to be the best I can be. I try to stay true to myself. It's not easy. I felt that last year, even in that spell where things weren't going well, you could break a little bit under pressure. So I felt that there's a lot of people that were close to me that paid the price. I look at my family and I look at my staff. They're the closest ones from me, and they had to deal with a lot of my maybe outbursts. Because this is gonna happen. You're not made of iron. You're flesh. You're a man, and sometimes you also break in these positions as a coach. And I think that this is something that I wanted to control better. I think that I come into 2024 a lot more mature. And I think this is the journey of a coach. You're growing every year, and you're never the final product. So that's the way I see things, and that's the way I am, so I don't think that's going to change.
I love the authenticity and appreciate you being vulnerable with us for a moment. So let's turn the attention to your club.
Yeah.
You've made quite a lot of changes. What excites you about this team in 2024?
I look at the players and I look at how they've handled themselves, even coming back from this preseason trip. I like what I see. I like their emotional players. They're players that love to win, players that understand the league they're in. They have something to prove, but I feel that we have a group of players that accepted the challenge of, you know, what could this look like going from a team that hit the bottom in a certain way, and now how can we surprise people? How can we go from that position to being a team that is going to be up there competing with the best teams in the league? And that's our ambition. That's our goal. That's our belief, and we're allowed to believe. We know that it's going to be difficult, but at the same time, we know it's not impossible, and we know that if we show up every game with the right mentality, we have enough quality to be able to compete and compete for 3 points every game.
Final one for you. If we're sitting here again in 7 or 8 months,
yeah,
recapping the 2024 season, what needs to happen for you to say this satisfies us? We needed to do this year to us to have an important season going forward for the city of Winnipeg and also for Valor.
Yeah, for it's too easy to say playoffs. It's too easy. I want to be more ambitious than that. I remember being home, and that I think it was at Pacific playing in Halifax, that crazy game where, you know, it's just football. And I remember being there and looking at the screen, and I said, yeah, it's easy to be there. It's easy to say you want to play in a game like that, and you want your club to be part of a game like that in front of your own crowd. But we want more. We want to win something. I think that we just have to be ambitious, and maybe in 5-6 months you'll ask me the question, I'll say, you know what, we need to get across that line, because everything's possible once you make the playoffs. But right now I want us as a group to believe that we could achieve more, and that's what would bring me satisfaction. I don't hide it. I want to bring, you know, a Canadian Championship MLS team to this stadium. I want to bring a playoff home game to this stadium, and I wanna be able to see this club lift silverware. So that's what we need to aim for.